The greatest awareness in the world is how to belong to oneself. The greatest awareness one can have is how to belong to oneself. How to belong to oneself. What an interesting idea. What an interesting idea, how to belong to oneself. We're all living in this world, and we're all doing our best to live up to whatever it is that the world expects of us. We all live up to the nobility of the outer, whether we are a queen and a king, or whether we are an ordinary person. The only truly great person, the only truly marvelous person, is a person who is aware of how to be himself, of belonging to himself. If I have the awareness of how to belong to myself, I have the greatest joy and the greatest fulfillment anyone can have. Now we say to children, be a good child, be a good boy, be a good girl. We say to someone that we want something from, oh, come on, be a good friend and give to me what I want. We say to our parents, oh, come on now, everybody else is doing it, I want to do it too. And while these things can be good, and they can be wonderful, and they can be noble, most of the time they're not. Most of the time they are letting the desires of our body and our mind and our soul and our being, but the desire demand of us that we be something or do something. How many of us can say to ourselves, be yourself and have fun? How many of us can say to ourselves, be yourself and have fun, and know that being ourself and having fun, we will do all of those things that we are proud of ourself in doing? Yes, that we are proud of ourselves in doing. That awareness of being ourself, that awareness of knowing who and what we are, is the most noble, the most glorious, the most desirable attitude, information, knowledge, awareness that anyone can ever have. Because that awareness brings us the full happiness of life. It brings us the full joy of life. It brings us the feeling that all is right with the world. And it's not for somebody else's sake. It's for our own inner sake. It's for our own inner oneness, for our own inner awareness. We're not living our life for somebody else. We're not doing things so that others will be happy or not happy. We are doing things always so that we will be fulfilled, happy, and content. The only way that we can ever be fulfilled, happy, and content is when we are aware of who it is that we really are, who it is that is our reality. Now, I've often mentioned how the children of royal families are brought up, and they're brought up to be noble people. They're brought up to follow certain customs that royalty follows. And they're expected to live their lives according to these noble, wonderful attitudes that royalty has. And then I have often mentioned, when the children of royalty are allowed to go around with the children who are not royal, who have not this nobility of purpose that their parents would have in them, that they're born to, their tendency is to think that that's the thing to do, whatever the children of non-noble families do. And what do? They go out and do things contrary to what their parents want them to do. They go out and do things contrary to what the law wants them to do. They go out and do things contrary, And because they go out and do these things contrary to what the world is expecting of them, they are not being themselves. They're not being who they were born to be. Now, who were you or I born to be? What is our birth to be? What is our expectation of ourselves, of who we are? What does the world expect of royal children? What does the world expect of the princes and the princesses? It expects them to be different than the ordinary children. It expects them to live from a higher point of view than the average child. It expects them to reflect the royal family, to reflect the royal name. I've enjoyed so often thinking about what a king does. A king is the example of the finest and the best that anyone can ever be. That's what the king should be. The president should have the highest, most wonderful attitudes of what his nation is. What are the guiding principles, the guiding lights of his nation? Are they high-quality morals? Are they high-quality values? Can the president or can the king or can anyone in nobility go out and violate the rules? No. If they do, they're not thought very well of. They think, well, they can get away with anything, but they can't, because the king cannot get away with violating the rules. The king cannot get away with doing things that are contrary to what his office calls for. The king is the symbol of what a fine, high-quality individual should be. The king is a noble. The queen is the essence of wisdom and honor and nobility. The prince and the princess, they are heir to the throne, as we all are heir to the throne. And they're heir to the throne, and they are expected to be the finest of young people, the finest of young people living their lives according to the highest and the best. Yes, we belong to ourselves, and we best know what ourself is. And ourself is not only nobility, not only king and queen quality, it is divinity. And when we begin looking at ourselves from the point of view of divinity, then we no longer hold ourselves up to the nobility of somebody else. Roger Federer, one of the noblest tennis players of the day, is not admired because he is an exquisite tennis player. That too. But he is admired because he is a man of deep humility. He is a man of great respect for all of life. He has great respect for himself, his attitude on the court, his attitude in his home, his attitude in his community. He has great respect for all the world and all the things that he would like to do show forth that he has a heart as big as all the world. The greatest awareness that we can have is to belong to oneself. Belong to ourself. Now, what is ourself? Are we the devil or are we divine? Are we the highest or are we just sort of getting by? It all depends on what you value as the awareness of your being, the awareness of who you are. And I think that everyone on the face of the earth looks at themselves as being divine. Everyone on the face of the earth looks at themselves as being noble and good, humble, beautiful. Humility isn't being put down by somebody. It's putting everybody else up. It's putting everybody else into a little higher level than they put themselves. and only a person who is turning his world around on his divinity can accomplish that. And you and I are that person who can turn the world around on our divinity and look at all things and say, it is good and very good. Have the humility of a Phaedra. Have the humility of a king and a queen. Have the humility of royalty. Have the humility of a president who says, for the people, I am standing here as a symbol. How I live my life, how I think my thoughts, and how I do my actions. We think of President Abraham Lincoln in the realm of being a most noble president. Many disliked him. Many wanted to put him down. Many wanted to destroy him. But his nobility, his genius, his caring, his sincerity shine forth even in the midst of all the misunderstanding. Your life, too, will have much misunderstanding in it. It'll be misunderstood by those in your world because they will be expecting you to do what they do. Or they will think, let's put you down so that they won't look like they're so low. And always, we don't care about that. We just love them. And we see all of them as we see the divinity within ourselves. And we are aware of who we really are. We belong to ourselves. And as we belong to ourselves, we live the life of magic. We live the life of wonder. We live the life of goodness. That's who you are. I know you are. I see you that way. I love you. I love you. I love you.